The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Please subscribe. We'd love to have you as a follower. Whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Spotify or YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, wherever, hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Today's should inspire you and it should give you hope. As Barry Weiss said, there's a lot of bad happening in the world. So when you get a spark of hope that we're going to show you in a minute, she said it makes your day. So debate in America, whether it's at the high school level, the presidential level, the college level, wherever it is, have you noticed how much has changed? Either people avoid it, they don't do it, or when they do it at the high school level, there's an organization, the judges are incredibly biased. You will hear a story of that in our next conversation that's coming up in a matter of moments, about how a young lady walked into a debate hall and was told if she mentioned a certain name, she'd lose the debate. She'd be disqualified. She was not allowed to mention. This isn't free speech, folks. This is not free speech. And it's a scary trend. And yes, it's a trend. But there are always those who are willing to buck the trend and start something new. And I love those people. And one of them is James Fishback. He is a former debate champion who has started his own debate organization called incubatedebate.org. And I'll tell you two names that were there to support him at the Nationals recently: Vivek Ramaswamy and former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're going to get all the details next.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Well, this is right on theme. At the heart of our democracy lies a principle that we absolutely hold sacred, and that is free speech. It is the cornerstone that supports every other freedom that we love. Yet in today's digital age, discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are being silenced or overshadowed in mainstream narratives, leaving a lot of you feeling voiceless in conversations crucial to your financial independence and security. And this is where wealth protection research steps in, armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech, committed to giving a voice to those who've been silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts, and these are the voices that challenge prevailing narratives, especially as we navigate, boy, the uncertainties of the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report. Now, this free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media isn't going to touch, and listeners can get it completely free. Here's how. Text the word IDEAS, I-D-E-A-S, to 76626 to claim your free copy. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, you got to act now. I mean, just do it. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy of this 2024 Election Protection Report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment doesn't think you can handle, but you can, and to take back control of our financial destinies. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. James Fishback, Brianna Whatley, it's so great to have you both with me. Brianna, congratulations. What does winning this national debate mean to you?
Thank you so much for having me on. You know, winning this tournament means so much more than just winning a debate tournament, but it means a lot for me and my personal growth as a debater. And I'm so incredibly grateful for the opportunity Incubate has given me.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How, now, James, you've talked to us many times about how different incubate debate is and why you started it. But give our listeners the nutshell again, why Brianna considers this a little different and how you are different from some of the more mainstream debate societies out there.
Well, Michelle, it's great to be back with you, and congrats again, Brianna. I spent the weekend with her at this tournament and seeing her big win live. Incubate Debate was built as an alternative to the National Speech and Debate Association, which is effectively the monopoly over high school debate in the U.S. They have new rules. They have new litmus tests. They are politically one-sided. And so they actually punish and penalize students for making arguments that are not in keeping with progressive orthodoxy. They have judges who tell students directly, if you argue that Israel has a right to defend itself, you lose. If you are white and you make arguments about Black America, you lose. If you refer to your opponent as Mr. or Miss, you lose because you're reinforcing the gender binary. One of the most recent examples, Michelle, that we talked about was how they canceled this year's debate topic on civil disobedience because, quote, the African American Coaches Caucus found that students were not comfortable making or listening to arguments that were not in keeping with their own social justice values in the wake of the 2020 protests. And so that's what Incubate Debate represents. I'm sure Brianna will tell you her story, but her story is amazing because a year ago, she was a victim of this viewpoint censorship. And a year later, sweet victory comes home and she wins the big prize speaking truth on something that she cares deeply about.
These are the best stories. Okay, Brianna, tell us your story. What happened?
Yes. So a year ago, I attended the National Speech and Debate Association's, or NSDA, National Qualifiers Tournament. And we were debating a topic on President Biden's foreign policy track record. And as soon as I walk into the room, the judge tells me not to mention former President Trump in my speech. And I was baffled because in order to have a real debate, a real insightful debate on this issue, I have to make a comparison to the previous administration. And so I wasn't allowed to bring up President Trump's foreign policy track record in the Middle East, for instance, mentioning the Abraham Accords that was established, or looking at the southern border. And so what this judge was doing was just completely eliminating another side of the debate at hand.
I mean, it's almost hard to believe, right? It's almost hard to believe. So how did you discover, Brianna, how did you discover Incubate Debate?
So I started doing Incubate in ninth grade, my freshman year, and it was online. And even through Zoom debates, Incubate was an incredible experience. I mean, the environment of Incubate compared to the NSDA is just different. Even though it was a Zoom debate, my very first experience with Incubate, as soon as I signed in on my laptop, another student asked me how I was doing, you know, how are you feeling about this certain topic? When you go to NSDA tournaments, it's not like that. The atmosphere is so competitive and it gets in the way of actually building relationships with other students.
That's another problem when you put up such thick walls that you can't communicate and actually then share ideas. James, tell us, one of the things I love about this national debate that was just decided and Brianna won was the judges. Tell us about the judging panel at this debate.
Happy to. We believe in viewpoint diversity. Michelle, you and you'll know from our conversations that I'm an unapologetic conservative. But when it comes to Incubate, we didn't want to. I think a lot of people criticize us as we're the sort of right-wing knee-jerk response to the NSD. I've been building this with a great team now for the past 5 years. We believe that we need to be a nonpartisan platform for students to come together and to debate the issues of the day. And so who better to judge them than a viewpoint diverse panel from New York City Mayor, former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, to a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Simon Hankinson, to a reverend from a local predominantly African-American church, to a local school board member who affiliates with the Republican Party, to the CEO of an organization that we partner with, Open to Debate, to the director of admissions of the University of Austin, which is also building an alternative to the ideological capture that's happening in higher education. And so what I'm most proud of when it comes to Brianna's win is that the people who voted for her were actually self-described progressives when she was up there, quite unapologetically bashing college DEI programs as racist in this final round debate.
It's remarkable. And then I know you mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy to me earlier. How was he involved?
So Vivek has been a good friend of mine and a good friend to Incubate. He was actually with us the week before the championship. Last week in West Palm Beach, we had 40 students come together for a private coaching session with him and with Mayor de Blasio. And so the two final round topics were, is there a climate emergency? And should college DEI programs be abolished? And so we brought both the conservative point of view and the progressive point of view together to have an open dialogue with our students and to have Vivek and Bill give kids real-time feedback on their arguments and strategies. And I was blown away. You know, I've known Vivek for a while now, but I was really impressed at how he could listen to a speech from a young student named Destiny Martinez, who was talking about the climate emergency with passion and how it was true. And he had respect for her and gave her sincere feedback on how she could bolster her arguments, even though, as you and your viewers know, Michelle, that view is antithetical to his own. And so it's just a reminder that high school debate is first and foremost an educational activity. It's not about your views or my politics or anything. It's about the judges checking all of that at the door and listening to the arguments and scoring them as they are presented.
Yeah, and not having that litmus test, as you mentioned. And so, you know, what was it like for you, Brianna, to interact with these people that we've seen? And I got to tell you, when I saw that Bill de Blasio was involved, I was like, what? But it makes, I applaud it. Like, I applaud it, slow clapping, because it's awesome. That's exactly what this is supposed to be. Like you said, divergent viewpoints. I love this. Brianna, what was that like? How did you learn? What did you learn from those folks?
Right. That entire experience was surreal. I mean, I was sitting right next to Vivek Ramaswamy and Bill de Blasio, and I was listening to them give feedback to these students. And just through listening to that feedback, I was able to perfect my arguments, see its holes, and better my rhetoric for nationals. And it was actually a specific tactic that Bill de Blasio had mentioned, which is emphasizing the impact within our arguments. Why does it matter? How does our arguments, what we're arguing for, impact people in everyday, day-to-day life? And emphasizing that pathos while arguing, that's what helped me through that final round. And I'm grateful that we had that opportunity right before nationals.
You know, after a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, I'm not talking about takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. True. And that heat locks in juices and flavor and grills your food faster. It's a veteran-owned company, multi-generational family business, and each Solaire grill is made in the USA out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It will be the last grill you ever need to buy. Visit besthotgrill.com for their free guide, How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill. For apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas, that's besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every single day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com.
I want people to see your hat. We can see you're wearing a hat, but we can't see what it says. So just tilt down. It says, "Make Debate Great Again." And it was signed by Bill de Blasio and Vivek Ramaswamy. That's one hell of a hat, if you'll forgive the hell. But that is a hell of a hat that you should keep forever and ever and pass along to your children and grandchildren, because that is a remarkable moment in time. And you are now, Brianna, part of that major moment. And, you know, to have people like Barry Weiss of the Free Press reposting your win, because it is like one of the hopeful signs in America that we're actually maybe getting back to this kind of real, true, civil, honest debate. Tell us about your topic and why did you choose it?
Right. So at the National Debate Championship, we were debating two topics in the final round. Should college DEI programs be abolished? And is there a climate emergency? And so in that first round, I actually argued against college DEI programs just for the simple basis of how it's being applied today on campuses. And it's inadequately protecting certain students over others. I actually mentioned Barry Weiss in one of my speeches, citing how she emphasized the lack of response or directive that the deans of the most prestigious universities had in response to the question if the calling for the genocides of Jews constitutes a violation within their speech policies. And so the fact that it's being inadequately applied on campus, I was arguing that we don't need DEI. And I actually mentioned that Incubate Debate doesn't have a DEI program. But if you looked at the finalists who made it to that final round, you'll see it was a diverse group of students. And that panelist was simply made off of merit and merit only. And so the idea that we need DEI is just not true. We need to look at what people can do and listen to their voices rather than looking at their looks.
Immutable characteristics, right? I'll tell you both a really sad story that has kind of lit a fire under me. I wanted to tutor kids in reading here in the last year because kids are so behind. And I had to do an online prep course for it, a 90-minute online training course. And the first thing they told us in this training course was that we had to accept the fact that the reason kids were struggling in reading is because they were mostly Black and brown kids who had been the victims of systemic racism. And that's why they didn't mention COVID. They didn't mention all these restrictions that were put on kids to learning in the last few years. And then they went on to tell us about our implicit biases. And I had to withdraw myself from this program because I could not abide by their value system, their structure, and the way that they were demanding that we buy into this DEI formula in order to tutor a child. It's just, James, I wonder when you hear things like that, if you think what you've done is providing a blueprint maybe for other kinds of projects.
You know, Michelle, that's my hope, is that we're at a time where these institutions are beyond reform. They are so darn corrupt. UATX has recognized that in the space of higher education, especially in the wake of October 7th. We've recognized that with the NSDA. This is an organization that hasn't done anything in response to hundreds of students, coaches, and parents coming forward and saying, this isn't debate anymore. And I think to Brianna's win for just a moment, in that if you look at that NSDA DEI regime, and I was there as a student for 4 years, as a coach for 2 years, her win would have been celebrated as an act of diversity. And I know that nobody wants that to be the case. Nobody wants to say that Brianna, behind closed door and the whispers and the thoughts, that she won because she is a Black woman. And that's just not the case. I mean, DEI nowadays, as Charlemagne brought up last week in that viral video, DEI pretty much stands for didn't earn it. And so at Incubate, we know that we actually had our judges take a pledge that they would only evaluate the arguments presented before them and not include anything like an immutable characteristic in their formula. And so Brianna's win is on merit and merit alone. And despite our merit-based system, which the left says is inherently white supremacist and racist, We had every shade of melanin imaginable in that final round on that judge panel and in that audience. And it just goes to show, if you care about diversity, then focus on merit, and the right people will get there. And nobody, Michelle, nobody will wonder and ask themselves and maybe suggest to others, Brianna or others won only because of their race. That doesn't happen at Incubate.
At the very heart of our democracy lies a principle we hold sacred, and that is free speech. It is the cornerstone that supports every freedom we cherish. Yet in today's digital age, discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are being silenced or overshadowed in mainstream narratives. And that leaves many feeling voiceless in conversations crucial to our financial independence and security. Now, this is where wealth protection research steps in, armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech, committed to giving a voice to the silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. These are the voices that challenge prevailing narratives, especially as we navigate the uncertainties of the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report. This free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media won't touch, and listeners can get it completely free. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, then act right now. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy of this 2024 Election Protection Report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment does not think you can handle, and take control of our financial destinies. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. I'm so heartened by this conversation. Brianna, before we let you go, how have people responded to you after this win? How has it sort of changed your immediate life?
Right. So as soon as I came to school this week, I was met by a whole lot of congratulations from my teachers and fellow peers, especially my history teacher who helped me a lot preparing for this tournament. On X, I've seen a lot of support through people that I've met through this journey of exposing what the NSDA is doing to debate in America. And of course, the students at the tournament itself, I mean, all the finalists, they were so happy about my win. And I'm so incredibly grateful for everyone I've met through Incubate, all the students, judges, coaches, because this win wouldn't have been possible without me being able to see those advanced students and learning from them and hearing the insight that I've gotten from my judges and Mr. Fishback for instilling that confidence within me always throughout my entire journey with Incubate.
How old are you, Brianna? Am I allowed to ask that?
I'm 16.
Oh my goodness. So you've got years of debate ahead of you. What do you want to do with your life?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that question, and I'm actually not sure yet, but I know what I want to do is, you know, help others in this country and, you know, fight for what's right. And so hopefully my path will be something in that area.
I have no doubt that it will. I just kind of got goosebumps, James. I don't know about you, but this is the kind of stuff that we need to feel hopeful about the future. And I'm just honored to be able to talk to you as often as I do, James, because I think what you're doing, it just demonstrates a courage to stand up to this mainstream debate organization and say, you know what,
yeah,
you've got it wrong. Not just I disagree with you, but you've got it wrong. I mean, Brianna put it so perfectly. She walks in and they say, if you mention Trump's name, you're disqualified. That is insanity. We are in a free speech crisis. We're on the brink of a crisis. We see what's happening in places like Australia and Scotland and Brazil with free speech. We cannot let that come to our shores. We're the last great hope, James.
We absolutely are. And what gives me hope is folks like you, Michelle, going out, doing your own thing, creating a platform for this free speech. People like Barry at the Free Press,
yeah,
Stephen Ascioli in the team at the University of Austin, our incredible team at Incubate, is Last time I checked, we still have a constitution. It is hanging by a thread, but it's also the spirit of the First Amendment that is in just utter limbo. I mean, I think Brianna brought up a great point in her final round speech where she said, if you called for the genocide of Black Americans like me, they would have spoken, and rightly so, spoken out of it. But when you speak out, when you call for the genocide of Jewish Americans, they all of a sudden become free speech absolutists. And so it's no wonder, Michelle, that 67% of Gen Z says that Jewish Americans are oppressors. One of the most persecuted groups in history is the oppressor. And so we don't just have to do this for free speech sake. We have to do it for the sake of the country and for everybody to have a right that we are given to, not by the government, but by God, and the government's supposed to protect it.
Yeah. Be nice if they do their job. I have hope because we've got Brianna in the room. I've got hope because we've got Brianna in the country and we have Brianna in the world. And hopefully there are tons more like her. And she's going to inspire a lot more people to do exactly what she did, and that is make debate great again. we can only hope. Brianna, again, congratulations. I can't wait to see where you go. I really think that you've inspired a lot of people today just by talking to us. And James, you know, you've got our support 1,000%. I know that's not really a correct thing, but we use that a lot on Sunday Night Football, Al Michaels and I, 1,000%. So I'll say it every time. We support you, and thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Michelle, thank you for having us.
You got it. As I say every time, be brave and do good. And check out incubatedebate.org. Perhaps you want to help support this organization, because they really are producing great results, fair results, meaningful results in the world of civil debate, which we need to get back to. Thanks again for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.